Hello, my friend. Welcome to the Power of Positive podcast. This is episode 208. Today, we are talking about feeling-based action. And in preparing for this episode, I really felt like this episode is very similar to episode 207, entitled Waiting for Inspiration Doesn't Work. However, they are different. Very similar and yet different. So last week we talked about waiting until we feel like it, waiting for motivation, inspiration, waiting to be inspired, waiting for that motivation to just happen. And this week, again, very similar, we are talking about basing what we do on how we feel. So taking action based on our feelings. In doing that, we leave it to chance, meaning for me, example being leave the day to chance. If I wake up and I am tired, I don't feel like getting up. I know from past experience that I'm not going to have a very good day if I sleep in and am rushed and stressed and late and unprepared for the day. If I listen to how I feel in that moment that I say, I want to just stay in bed, I don't want to get up with my alarm, then I'm not going to have a good day. And on top of that, if I don't get up with my alarm, I know that I'm going to miss my morning routine. I'm going to miss my gratitude and my affirmations and my workout for the day. And that routine is what sets me up for a good day. So, if we simply base our actions on how we feel, in my opinion, we're leaving the day to chance. Take action instead on how you want to feel. Let me say that again. Taking action based on your feelings means leaving it to chance. Take action instead on how you want to feel, right? So if we take action based on our feelings, who knows what's going to happen? We are sort of leaving it up to whatever we feel like. We have zero intentions when we do what we feel like. When we, for example, feel like eating popcorn for supper, we know that that's not best for us. And if we base all of our actions on just how we feel, if we feel like cleaning the toilet, if we feel like writing that email, if we feel like XYZ, odds are it's not going to happen. First of all, in my opinion, those were a bunch of things I don't feel like doing ever. If we leave it to if I feel like doing something, odds are it's not going to happen. And odds are, in my opinion, we're not going to have a good day. Instead, take action on how we want to feel. So it's sort of just reversal, right? That's what I think is, this is the common thinking is, I feel like it. I don't feel like going for a walk, even though it's sunny and I know it would be great for my mental health. And I know it would be great for my overall health to soak up that vitamin D. I don't feel like getting off the couch. Since we don't feel like it, we don't do it. Instead, take action on how we want to feel. So again, this might be a reversal of old thinking, taking action based on how we feel, and instead taking action based on how we want to feel. And that means being intentional with our time. That means being disciplined to do the things that we know that makes you feel good. That's how I think of it, because mental health is a work in progress for me. It is a priority, but it also takes daily intentions. And so if I base what I do on my feelings, I know that that is not best for me. And that's why I'm sharing this message today. So if you're feeling like you're in this place of maybe feeling stuck at home, you know, it's springtime and the weather is getting nicer and, you know, we should be getting outside, but maybe mentally, emotionally, you are not in a good place and you know that you should get up and get moving and be social and be outside more, but you don't feel like it. And I encourage you to reverse that thinking. Instead of saying, I don't feel like it, instead, do what you know will make you feel good, even when you don't feel like it. I hope this episode was helpful. As always, I'd love to connect with you. The info is in the show notes. Until next time, stay positive and stay healthy.
Thanks for joining me today. I hope my sharing has helped you in some way. And if it has, let me know by connecting with me on social. You can find me on Instagram at I am Nikki J. That's the letters I-M-N-I-K-K-I-J. Take a screenshot of this episode and share it to your stories to let others know this episode was helpful to you. And could you tag me also? I want to know which topics benefit you most. One more thing. Could you take a second to rate the podcast? It would mean so much. Your rating and comment will help people looking to connect with people like you and I find this podcast too. Thanks so much.